نحمد ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد، قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: طلب الحلال فريضة بعد الفريضة، او كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. And respected elders and brothers, in this hadith our beloved Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم had said, the acquiring of halal rizq is a religious obligation, بعد الفريضة, after the primary religious obligation. طلب الحلال فريضة بعد الفريضة. So this is a very beautiful hadith which gives us many lessons. I'm going to very briefly speak about three lessons from this hadith. The first of which is, in Islam there is no dichotomy between dunya and deen. There is no dichotomy between the world and religion. There is no dichotomy. In Islam, religion is religion. What is regarded to be religion is regarded to be religion. To perform salat, to make zikr, to make tilawat, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are acts which are generally considered to be ibadat, generally considered to be matters pertaining to deen, generally considered to be good deeds and noble deeds, which everyone regards as part of religion. But together with it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us that matters pertaining to dunya, matters pertaining to this world, are also supposed to be part of religion. It's not as if, the way Mark Twain once had said, East is East and West is West, and the twain shall never meet. In Islam, it's not like, this is deen, this is dunya. Deen, you do your religious matters, you do whatever you're supposed to do, and dunya and worldly matters, you leave it according to worldly customs, according to interests, according to motives, according to whatever you want to do. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands, the way it is applicable to ibadat, is also applicable to our worldly matters. And if we do our worldly matters correctly, and if we do it in the right way, then that also becomes religion. So if, for example, mundane activities like eating, sleeping, drinking, we have been told from the Sharia, do it in this way. Take Allah's name before you sleep. Allahumma bi ismika amutu wa ahya. O Allah, with your name do we sleep, and with your name do we get up. So in this way, what we've done, all of a sudden our sleeping becomes an ibadat because our intention is correct and we do it correctly. Two things makes a worldly activity a religious activity. One is proper intention and one is doing it correctly. So once you do that, it becomes deen, it becomes religion. So you sleep, everyone sleeps, but you sleep, oh Allah, if I'm going to sleep, I'm going to become refreshed, I will be able to comply with your commands. So this is how the dichotomy, there is no dichotomy between deen and dunya in Islam. So I think that's the first lesson that we got to learn. The second lesson that we learn, which is also important, is what did our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Talabul halal faridatun. He didn't say, he said the acquiring of halal rizq is a religious obligation. He didn't say acquiring any wealth is a religious obligation. He didn't say talabul mali faridatun. He didn't say the acquiring of wealth is a religious obligation. He said talabul halal faridatun. Acquiring of halal rizq. And the acquiring of wealth cannot be left to our own devices. It can't be left towards what you and I feel is right. It is determined by Allah. Not every acquiring of wealth is permissible and correct in Islam. And that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, talabul halali faridatun, not talabul mali faridatun. He said the acquiring of halal risk is, and of course if a person earns halal risk, it becomes a very great avenue for reward from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that At-tajiru as-saduqu al-amin ma'an nabiyyin. The honest trader will be in the company of the prophets. the company of the rightful people, the company of the martyrs, and not only business, but any other form of halal risk, employment. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, it is better for a human being to go into the forest and to go and cut wood and come and sell it in the marketplaces rather than begging from people. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on one occasion saw a person and made salam to him, and he saw that his hands had become rough by manual labor, by hard work to earn a halal risk. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Kasibu Habibullah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kissed his hand and said, the one who strives to earn halal risk is beloved to Allah. And at the same time, to earn haram takes us away from Allah's rahmat, takes us away from Allah's mercy. Then you see, Kulu min at-tayyibat wa'amalu salih. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran said, do eat halal and do righteous deeds. Now what does it mean? It means if you do right here, if you eat halal, you will find it easy to do righteous deeds. And if you eat haram, now haram can either mean your income is haram, you know, you talk lies and you spoke lies and you earn halal risk, or you sold haram, then what happens is, even if you want to, you find it difficult to do righteous deeds. Because do righteous deeds and wa'amalu saliha and do right, eat halal and do righteous deeds. That means if you don't eat halal, you'll find it difficult to do righteous deeds. Fir koshish karne se bhi jo na mushkil hota hai jo na nek kaam karne ke liye. Then you find it difficult to do righteous deeds. So the second thing is, talabul halal is a farida. And third thing, ba'd al farida, subhanallah. It is important, it is a religious duty, but when? After salat, after your other primary religious obligation, then you have to have priority. Abto, what we say, to earn halal risk is a religious duty. But in the process, namaz ghaib, salat ghaib. We don't read our salat. We don't read we don't fulfill our obligations towards Almighty Allah. So what type of religious obligation is that? So what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said? It is a religious obligation, but ba'd al-farida, after the primary religious obligation. So we have to get our priorities right. And part of being correct in life is to get your priorities right. Sometimes the thing that you are doing is correct, but because you don't get the priorities right, it all becomes incorrect. So halal risk, we don't go and earn halal risk in such a way that we neglect our other primary religious obligation. So this one beautiful saying of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you can learn many lessons. I've just taken out three in today's short advice. What is it? Talabul halali faridatun. The acquiring of halal risk and the acquiring of your provision is a religious duty. In Islam, there is no dichotomy between deen and dunya. No dichotomy between religion and world. Therefore, this is also deen. So for it to become deen, two things. Proper intention and doing it correctly within the confines of Allah. The second lesson, talabul halal, acquiring of halal, not acquiring of wealth. And the third thing is the religious obligation after the primary religious obligation. May Allah give you a tawfiq of understanding.